Learn English for the 2008 Olympics. The Younger Generation.
At present, China is the fastest developing country in the world. Your sustained fast economic growth has never been rivaled in history. Predictions may vary, but hardly anyone doubts that someday you will become a superpower.
Yes, that's the general belief, but there are people who sing a different tune, who tend to see more of the darker side of things and feel pessimistic about all those problems and difficulties we are faced with. I don't only mean those foreigners, but even some Chinese too.
And of course, there are those who are unwilling to see a strong China, who are always warning against Chinese threat. Of course, I don't fall for such crap myself, but I do believe you have some real problems you have to take seriously on your way to becoming a superpower.
We realize only too well that we face a lot of difficult problems on our way forward. Now, you are an old friend of China, and you have been here so many times. So tell me frankly what you think is our biggest problem.
As you know, I'm no economist, nor a political scientist, but as far as I can see, your political leaders are all very able men, and your economic achievements are there for all to see. So I've no doubt whatsoever you'll achieve what you set out to achieve. But if you'll allow me to be frank, it's the people, especially the younger generation, that I'm worried about.
That's most interesting. We Chinese are a proud people, as you know. We like to boast about our long history and our new achievements, and we like to hear your praises for our intelligence and hard work. So, for a change, I'd like to hear what are your worries about our younger generation.
I am not denying that the Chinese people are intelligent and hardworking for a moment, but the new times and the new situation has brought out many new problems. As I understand it, your new policy of letting some people get rich first is to give people a chance to develop economically, and in so doing, the country's economy also develops.
Quite right, and that's the essence of our market economy, the basis of our economic growth.
Now my worry is this, is widening the gap between the rich and the poor, which has many evil consequences that are disruptive factors to the society. For example, in order to get rich, many people resort to illegal means. Some become downright criminals.
I see what you mean. These are problems we have to solve. It involves a wide range of the cross-section of the society. Swindlers include small traders as well as business tycoons. Criminals include petty thieves as well as high-level government officials. The quality of the whole population should be raised.
Another problem is brought about by your one-child policy. Most of them have come to the age of going to college or even starting to work. But the unfortunate thing is neither their family upbringing nor their college education has fully qualified them for their important role as the new pillars of the society.
I know. Some are so pampered that they must have everything done for them. Intelligence, they certainly do not lack. What they lack is ability, and that has traditionally been a weakness in our education. Polytechnic schools and colleges have never been given due attention. Actually, there is a great shortage of well-trained, qualified technical personnel in our country.